Today's daf is Makos Daf Yud Dalid. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Rava Amar in the first wide line of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the middle of discussing today's share once again is sponsored by Vishay and Elishav Numilus Chusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Baschaya, Yishbelt Haber for Shalema, Tesoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We left off on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We were in the middle of discussing this three-way machlokas that we had mentioned on the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis about which kinds of Yisurim do you get Malkus for. So certainly a regular Lav one gets Malkus for. Rabbi Akiva says, Chayavi Krisos also you get Malkus for. Rabbi Yishmael says, Chayavi Mises Beis Din even. Not only Chayavi Krisos, even Chayavi Mises Beis Din, you get Malkus for. And then we had Rabbi Yitzchak who says, not Chayavi Krisos and not Chayavi Mises Beis Din, just regular Lavin. So I'm going to spend a good deal of time trying to explain first the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are exactly disagreeing about. We already had one Mahalich in what they're disagreeing about, namely that they're disagreeing about the idea that you're of Kedei Rishaso, how far we take it. Do we say that Kedei Rishaso, that Rabbi Kiva holds that you can't give two punishments specifically by Mises Beis Din, but since Krisus is something that they can always exempt themselves from, so therefore you can give a punishment down here because it's something that the Beis Din Shel Maila is going to take care of, and Beis Din Shel Mata is not in fact giving two punishments. Beis Din Shel Mata is only going to be giving the Malkus. We're going to have another explanation of what exactly Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are disagreeing about, and then we're going to move on to what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand versus Rabbi Yitzchak disagree about, because Rabbi Yitzchak thinks none of this, not Chayev Krisus, not Chayev Mises Beis Din, none of them are going to get Malkus. So what do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel on one side versus Rabbi Yitzchak disagree about? And then we're going to discuss, and along the way we're going to discuss violating many Yisurim Behelem Echad, many with Guf and Mechlakin and not Guf and Mechlakin, but we'll see how we get to that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the line in the Mishnah where we said that Tamei people are Chayiv Kare sometimes if you have a Tamei She'achalas HaKodesh. So the Gemara is going to discuss a Tamei Habalim Migdash and a Tamei She'achalas HaKodesh. Where do we know the Onesh for those things? Where do we know the Azhara for those two Isurim? And the Gemara is going to specifically tell us that from the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tsiga, we learn three separate halachas from the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. So that's going to be on Amud Bey. So let's begin. We are at Rava Amar. Rava Amar on the first wide line of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Amar Asru Be L'Ketala, if you gave a Hasra'a to a person who is about to violate a Chayev Mises Beis Din, and you told him that he's going to be Chayev Misa, you gave him Hasra'a for Ketala, Kuliyam Lo Pligi Dein Loko Meis, then everyone would agree, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they would both say, you're not going to get Malkus, he's already going to be Chayev Misa. Ki Pligi Da Asru Be L'Malkus. The whole Machlokas is, if you give Hasra'a for Malkus, you didn't give Hasra'a for Misa, so he's about to do something that is Chayiv Mises Beis Din, he's about to be Mechal Shabbos, and you say, you better not be Mechal Shabbos, because that's a Losa saying you're going to be Chayiv Malkus for it. It's much, much worse, but that's all you told him. So Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Lav Shenitan Lasaris Mises Beis Din, Lokana Lav. Even though he's not actually going to be Chayiv Misa in this case, because he never got Hasra'a for Misa, but since this is a Lav that is Nitan Lasaris Mises Beis Din, it's a Lav for which one could be Chayiv Mises Beis Din for, so that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds you do get Malkus. You can get Malkus even though it's a lav shenita nasaras misas beis din, because all the guy got was asra for Malkus. But Rabbi Kiva Savar, lav shenita nasaras misas beis din, ain lokin alav. Not only do you not get Malkus when you're actually chayiv misas beis din, you don't even get Malkus for any lav that is nitan lasaras misas beis din, that could have gotten you a hasra for misa and therefore could have gotten you killed. Rabbi Akiva, so says Gemara, if Rabbi Akiva is following that logic that any losase that could have gotten you killed, you're never going to be chayiv malchus for, iachi chayiv krisus nami lav shnitin lasaras karesu, isn't every chayiv krisus a lav that is nitan to be killed for, because kares is also a premature death. So why is it that when it comes to lav shenitan lasaris misas beizdin, you don't get malchus, yet lav shenitan lasaris kares, you do get malchus? So I'm Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, hach yamar avimi me'agroni mishmei derava, chayavi krisos lo tzrichi asra'a. The difference is that chayavi krisos, in order to be chayav kares, you don't need hasra'a. So therefore, the lack of a hasra'a for misa is not going to make a difference, because you could be chayiv kares anyway. Shari pesach umila anash afal pi shelo hizir. And how do I know that chayiv krisos does not require asra? If a person fails to bring karban pesach, if a person fails to do a bris mila, those are the two examples of a chayiv krisos for a failure to do a mitzvah saseh. There's never a hasra for mitzvah saseh. Hasra is always for a lo saseh. And yet one is chayiv kares for failure to do mila, for failure to bring karban pesach. So says Gemara, v'dilma ashara lekarban, da pesach umila, da lesbu ashara lo maisi karban. Says Gemara, yeah, but how do you know that the idea that you don't require asra for those things relates to malchus? Maybe that relates to the karban, meaning pesach umila, you don't have to bring karban, but maybe as far as malchus is concerned, it doesn't affect the malchus one way or the other. So says Gemara, no, hasam laf hanutayma el mishum diiskish kol. No, the reason why you don't bring a carbon is entirely different. It's because we compare kala tarukula to avodas kachavim. Ma avodas kachavim shevi altase, afkal shevi altase. La fukehani the kumvase. That just like avodah zara is a shevi altase, meaning avodah zara is do not do this, do not do avodah zarah, so too, whenever you're going to be chayav karban, it's always something that's shevi al taseh. But Pesach and Mila are kumva asay. It is that you must go do the Mila. You must go bring a carbon Pesach. And that's why you're not going to be chayav a carbon. So the Ashara issue is not about, is not what affects the carbon. What affects the carbon is the Shevi Altase. So says Rashi at the bottom, Hasam laf hainu taim, ma shein mevin carbon al Pesach Mila. Ain't a time b'shvil she'ain ben mashara. The reason you don't bring a carbon for Pesach and Mila is not because there's no ashara. El b'shvil she'ain mitzvah sasei. Tuk she'kol ha'torah kula leading carbon l'avodas kachavim. Because when we talk about carbonos, it has to be similar to avodah zarah. Shnemer b'parsha shlach l'cha anashim eitzel carbon avodas kachavim. Because it says in parsha shlach, when it talks about the carbon of avodah zarah, Torah achas yeh lachem la'osa b'shkaga. So kan huk she'kol ha'verah shabatorah b'shigasa l'avodas kachavim. That's the Torah specifically saying that all other averus in the Torah are in some way comparable to avodah zarah le'inyan karban. When it comes to karbanos, mavodz cham karish lo al davar shu shevi al taseh kain vuhu amad vasao. Just like the kares for avodah zarah is on something that you were supposed to not do and you went and you did it. Av kol shevi al taseh. So to every chiyuv karban is going to be when you were supposed to not do something and you did. But a chiyuv kares, that's something that you were supposed to do and you sat still and didn't do it, ain bo karban. That there would be no karban. Upesach umila amod vaasehu. Pesach umila is something you were supposed to do. Aval chevi krisus kagona shayasu mikol v'nichrasu lashon shevi alta asehu v'afilu lo nemra bo asaras lav haya karban ba alav. But other karbanos, other chayavi krisus, you would bring a karban for. So regardless of whether it's what the lashon of the pasuk is. So says the Gemara now. So that was the explanation of the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Now it's interesting. The Tosos on it appears in the wrong place. Tosos on Yudalad Amanalv Dibra Maskala Fuke points out that when it comes to Pesach and Mila, Mila is a little bit of a different kind of a din. At the end of that Tosos, he points out, Mimila Kasha Lamali Krad Alo Avi Bakaris Dumya Davod Zchavim Dalol Nolis Bar Sheyeh Bakaris At Sheyamus Dalol Niyachal Lamal Atzmav Lifter Mikaris. We never know that someone who's Chayiv in Mila, that someone who's an Arel, is going to be Chayiv Kares. You can never know, because he's only going to be Chayiv Kares if at the end of the day he doesn't get a Mila. What's the end of the day? The end of his life. So you never. So it could be that he can get a Mila the day before he dies. dies, and that's it. And he wasn't chayiv kares to begin with. So says us Yeshlom to the Olam Kol Zman Shalomal Anush Kares Alav. So says a great chiddush that the halacha is that so long as he doesn't have a mila, he has a chayiv kares. This is a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam, the first paragraph of Hilchos Mila, says that someone who did not get a bris mila when he's a katan is not chayiv kares right away when he becomes a gadol and without a mila. It's rather he's chayiv kares when he dies as an arel b'mezid. Then he's chayiv kares. If he dies as an arel b'mezid by purposely not getting a mila, only then is he chayiv kares. So the Ravid disagrees. He says no. From the day that he becomes a bar mitzvah and he doesn't have a mila, he's chayiv kares. So every moment he's walking around with a chayiv kares. It just happens to be that if he gets a mila, then he becomes putter from that ongoing chayiv kares. Then the chayiv kares is lifted from him, but he's absolutely chayiv kares every moment, says the Ravid. So our Tosas, it says kares of mila is similar to kares of avodah zarah, and even though a guy could always mal himself and be putter from the kares, but calls man that he's not mal, he's chayiv kares. So the Achronim point out that is very, very much aligned with the Shitas HaRavid. But the Shitas HaRambam, that the Chiv Kares is not there. It's only there when he dies. And prior to death, there is no Chiv Kares, does not seem to align with the Tosas. Milchas Chinuch points out, Nafkamina in this Machlokas, is what if a person what's the kapara for someone who didn't mal himself? That someone who violates Mitzvah Seh and he does Tshuva, Eino Zaz Mishama Shemochlin Lo. Right, the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Vilchas Tshuva, for failure to do a mitzvah saseh, you get mechila right away. But someone who's over krisos misas bezdin and he does tshuva and yom kippurim artola yisurin gomrin akapara. The yisurin are ultimately mechaper. So he has to have tshuva yom kippur yisurin, but he doesn't have kapara gemura until he has the actual yisurin. So a father doesn't mal his son, his kapara is just with tshuva because he just violated an aseh. It's not an issur kares for the father. The aral himself that doesn't get a mila, by him it's an asay that has kares. So according to the Rambam, that you're only chayiv kares when he dies. So if he does tshuva and he mals himself, so he's mischaper right away, as long as and the fact that he didn't get the mila beforehand, because all it was a bitul asay, there was no kares. But according to the Ravid and Tosos, that there's a chayiv kares every single day that he doesn't get mila, so maybe getting mila and doing tshuva is not going to be good enough. He's going to have to wait for Yom Kippurim, he's going to have to suffer yisurin, and only then is he going to achieve a kapara. There is also this, what if a person didn't get a mila initially b'mezid, and then b'sof yamav he was netanas. B'sof yamav it was known as he was too old, he was too sick, it was dangerous, he couldn't do it, so he was unable to get a mila. That's also totally in this machlokas Rambam and Ravid. According to the Rambam, even though he was poshea for the majority of his life, the Torah is only mechayiv someone kares if he dies arel b'mezid. This guy died arel ba'onas, he couldn't do it at the end of his life, so no chayiv kares. It wasn't a mitzvah going the whole life without a mila. He's bitul asay every single day, but not kares. Whereas according to the Ravid, no, every single day was a chiyuv kares, and that chiyuv kares doesn't go away. It only goes away when a person actually gets a bris mila. So that is the discussion in the Rishonim that relates to this Tosos. Another important discussion that comes up over here, that we explain the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that there's no karban on a bitul mitzvah asay of Pesach Hamila, because it's Shevi Al Tase. Now, Rabbi Akiva himself holds in Maseches Krisos and in Maseches Sanhedrin that a Megadef is Mevi Karban, even though there's no Maisa by being Megadef. He blasphemes the name of Hashem, so he's Mevi Karban for that. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like over there, it doesn't even require a Maisa Katan. It doesn't even require any minor tenua of his body whatsoever. The Chiyuv is on the Machshavas Halev, and the Dibor is not considered even a Maisa at all. So it's Kasha. Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no Karban on a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh of Pesach Hamila because it's purely Shevi Al Taseh. Yet Rabbi Kiva holds that a Megadef brings a Karban even though he doesn't do anything. A Megadef is it's a Chiyuv Belev. He doesn't do anything. So the Avnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva that a Megadef is not considered someone who doesn't do anything. He does something b'machshava, and therefore it's comparable to Avodah Zarah, it's Chayiv Karban, meaning in his mind he is actively thinking. Active thinking is counts as doing something. A very great chiddush. Normally we assume there's Maisa and there's no Maisa. active thinking, says the Avnei Nezer. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. But Malkus, you need to do an actual maisa with your guf. But for karban, active thinking is enough. Whereas someone who's mevatel Pesach Umila, it's not even active thinking. He just doesn't do it. He just doesn't do Pesach Umila. There's no active thought that he has to have. And that you're not going to be chayav a karban for. And based on that, the Avnei Nezer explains what it says in Pesachim Kuf Yudalid, when it talks about the mitzvah of karpas on the night of the Seder, that if you hold mitzvah strichas kavana, someone who has only one vegetable, and that vegetable happens to be lettuce, it happens to be a vegetable that's kosher for maror, you're allowed to eat it l'shem karpas, and then after the matzah, you eat it again, that same vegetable again, l'shem maror, because the first achila, you weren't eating with kavana for maror, so you're not yotze the mitzvah of maror, because mitzvah strichas kavana. But if you hold mitzvah saying strichas kavana, so then you're already yotze the maror when you ate the lettuce for karpas, because you don't need kavana to be yotze. So it turns out that you're not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar to eat the maror after the matzah. So you're never going to be able to fulfill the maror in its right spot. So someone asked the Avnei Nezer, even if you hold mitzvah saying shrichas kavana, can't you always just have in mind that you're having kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah of maror? So you could be mekayim, because even if you hold mitzvah saying shrichas kavana hafeches, you have kavana not to be yotze, that certainly works. So the guy could have kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror with the first tibul, and they'll be mekayim the mitzvah min hamuchar. So says the Avnei Nezer, yeah, you can do that, but that's not appropriate because ein ma'avirin al mitzvos. Since you could do the mitzvah of maror, you shouldn't pass it by actively thinking that you don't want the mitzvah of maror. If you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, aren't you passing it by not having kavana l'shem maror in the first place, and that's okay? He says, yeah, that's passing it by not having kavana. Not having kavana is fine. That's not an active thought against the mitzvah. But to actively think, I don't want to do the mitzvah, this notion of active thinking, the Avnei Nezer's Mechadesh, plays a role in the din by maror. So that's that line of active thinking comes from this sheet of Rabbi Akiva that the Avnei Nezer tries to reconcile. Okay, says Gemara, Ravina Amar Liolam Kedamrin Meikara Shem Asu Tshuva Bezen Shalmaila Mochel Lam. Really, we go with our original explanation that if they do Tshuva, Bezen Shalmaila is going to be Mochel Lam, and that's why Rabbi Akiva holds your Chayev Malchus on Chayev Ikrisus, because anyway Bezen Shalmaila will be Mochel the Krisus. Aye, my Amrit, what was your problem with that explanation? Hello, Avach. Tshuva. Bottom line is the guy didn't do tshuva, so he's still going to be chayiv kare. So what's getting him? Why should he be chayiv the malchus? What happened to kedei rishaso? Well, lo psika milsa the kares. We're not certain that he's going to get kares because he could do tshuva, and that's enough to say that he's chayiv malchus. The fact that we're not sure that he's going to get kares, that it's not an absolute when you do this avera that you're going to get kares. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer chayiv ikris bechal hoy v'lo meyatz kares b'achosa. Then we had a third shita. We had the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that kares was mentioned separately ba'achoso, because you're not chayiv malchus on anything that you're even chayiv kares for. There's no malchus even for chayiv krisus. So says the Gemara, great, that's Rabbi Yitzchak's limud that we had, lama yas kares ba'achoso l'adonu b'kares v'lo b'malchus, to tell me that you only get kares and not malchus. But both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael hold that you do get malchus. So what are they going to do with the fact that it says kares ba'achoso? So again, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar chayiv krisus b'chal v'lo yas kares ba'achoso l'adonu b'kares v'lo b'malchus. Why did the Rabbanan think, Rabbanan over here meaning Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, why do they think it mentions kares separately by achoso? Lechalek, to tell you that you're chayiv separately. What do you mean chayiv separately? Because Rabbi Yochanan, Shemason Kulam Behelem Echad, chayiv al kolachas v'achas. If a person violates all of the different arayos, Behelem Echad, he forgot that there's such a parsha called arayos, and he violates all of them. So he's chayiv separately for each and every one of them. Rabbi Yitzchak, okay, well, once you're learning Karis Ba'achoso to teach Lechalik, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know that you were Mechalik the Onshim? So, Nafkalei, mi ve'el isha benidas tumasa. He learns it from the Pasuk, ve'el isha benidas tumasa, because the Pasuk could have said, ulanida lo tikrav. What's el isha benidas tumasa? Lechayev al kal isha, the isha. Isha to tell us that you chayev separately for every single nida that a man is bawel. Well, why wasn't that a good enough source for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel to tell me lechalek that you chayev separately for each and every one? It is a good enough source. So now we're back to the original question. What do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel derive from the fact that it mentions kares by achoso? They can't derive like Rabbi Yitzchok does, that you're only chayiv kares and not malchus, because they hold you are chayiv malchus. What do they derive from kares by achoso? To tell you that you're chayiv separately for one's sister, one's father's sister, and one's mother's sister. Well, pshita, of course you're chayiv separately for them. They're different Yisurim and they're different people. So of course you chayiv separately for them. Says Mara Ella L'chayvo Alachoso Shehi Achos Aviv Shehi Achos Imo. No, it's talking about a person that sleeps with one woman who happens to be his own sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Says Gemara, V'heichi Mishkachasla, what exactly does such a family tree look like, that a person managed to pull off such a trick, that his own sister is going to be his father's sister, and is also going to be his mother's sister? Like, what state do you have to live in to be legal, right? So says the Gemara, B'rishia bar Rishia, that no, it's talking about someone who's very evil, and his father was very evil. How so? That doesn't explain everything. So Rashi explains, Haba al imo, a man sleeps with his own mother, v'holid shtei banos, and together with his mother they have two daughters. V'chazur uba al achas man, then he sleeps with one of those daughters who he shares a mother with, right? Because so he's a sister of that daughter. So ba'al, I mean, she is his sister as well. Uba al achas man v'holid ben, and they have a son together. Uba haben, and that son is Boel al achos imo, on his mother's sister. Shehi achoso, she's his sister also because they share the same father. Va'achos aviv, and she's his father's sister also because his father and her share the same mother. So that's how you can have such a case where a guy is Boel, his sister is his father's sister or his mother's sister. And that's what the Torah was talking about. Rabbi Yitzchak haminale, so where's Rabbi Yitzchak going to know this? The Gemara never thinks to say, oh, come on, you know, does he really need to know it? So, no, haminale, we need to know where this halacha, it's halacha. So, nafkale mekal v'chomer. He learns it from a kal v'chomer. D'tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti Yisra M'gamliel V'Rabbi Yeshua B'itl Shal Imum. I once asked Rabbi Akiva says, I once asked M'gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the meat market of a certain place, but why were we doing, what were we doing in the meat market? Sha'alchu Likach Behema L'mishto B'no Shal M'gamliel. They happened to have been preparing for a chasana. They were buying an animal for Teshacht, for the celebration, for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. Why does the Gemara tell us details like that? Often it will tell us, I was in the shuk, I was here, I was there, and we were talking. Probably just to tell us that they were talking and learning. Wherever they were talking and learning. It wasn't only when they were in the Beis Medrash, they were talking and learning. They had an opportunity, so they were talking and learning. Haba al achoso, shiachosav, shiachosimo mahu. What if a person is Boel, his sister, and you would think, right, preparing for a chasana, this is what you're talking about. Someone is Boel, achoso, it's Torah, you're allowed to talk and learning in any sugya. Rav Shachtel told us Rav Aaron Lichtenstein spoke at his offer, at his chasen, or maybe at his chasen's tish, at his chasen Torah. It was about Behema Gasa Nikmas B'Mesira. So some of the people thought that that was a little weird, that he's he's getting married, he's talking about Behema Gasa Nikmas B'Mesira. But that's the sugi he was holding it. So that was his chasen Torah. So just talking and learning. So he asked the following shayla. Someone who's Baal Achos or Shiachos, Aviv Shiachos Imo Mahu. Einu Chayev Al Kula Nela Achas. Is it only one Chayev? Or Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas? Or you Chayev separately for each and every one of them? Amru Lo Zulo Shamanu. We didn't hear about this particular halacha. We don't have a tradition about this particular case. It's a highly unusual case. Aval shamanu, but we can make a tzushtel. We heard about a different case that can perhaps be compared. Haba al chamish nashim nidos bel mechad. If a man sleeps with five nidos in one period of forgetfulness, one period of not realizing what was going on, shechayev al kol achas v'achas. He's chayev separately, a carbon separately for each of the nidos that he slept with. V'nir and dvarim kal v'chomer. And it makes sense that we can make a kal v'chomer. Umma Kan Nida Shihi Shame Echad Chayv Al Kalachas V'Achas Nida, which is one shame iser, and nevertheless he's chayv separately for each and every one of them. Kan Sheshlosha Shemos, over here where it's three separate isurim, it's your sister, it's your father's sister, it's your mother's sister, those are three separate isurim. Lo Kol Shkein, of course you should be chayv separately for each and every one of them. V'idach, the Rabbanan would respond, that's not a good kavachomer. Rabban, meaning Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Shmuel would respond, that's not a good kavachomer. Malanidash ken gufin mechlakin. You know why you have five karbanos for sleeping with five nidos? Because it's five separate women. Our case is not five separate women, not three separate women. It's one woman who just happens to have three shemos iser. Uli idach, and Rabbi Yitzchak would respond, Nami, hai vade kal v'chomer prichu. Rabbi Yitzchak would say, I agree, you're right. Of course, it's a kal v'chomer pricha. There's a major flaw in that kal v'chomer. Ela nafgale mi achoso de seifa. But he derives it from the fact that it says achoso in the seifa, the end of the pasuk, where we learn kares for your sister, says, ervas achoso gila avono yisa. And that's extra to teach us chiluk chataos when you have many lavin in a single person. It's guf echad, it's one person, but you violated many lavin. That's what the extra achoso was for. The idach and the rabbanon, meaning Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, would respond, achoso de seifa lamali. What are they going to derive from the achoso that it says in the seifa? L'chaiva al achoso bas aviv ubas imo lomar sheinon shemradin. They use that pasuk to teach us that if one is sleeps with a sister who is his sister on both sides, his sister from his mother and his sister from his father, that he's going to be chayiv to tell you. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm chayiv? The Torah already tells me I'm chayiv for my sister from my father. The Torah already tells me I'm chayiv for my sister from my mother. Why do I need a pasuk then to tell me I'm chayiv for my sister from my father and my mother? Obviously, it's called the chomer. If you're chayiv for a half sister, you're chayiv for a whole sister. Dafka to demonstrate that ain onesh min adin, that you cannot give an onesh based on the kal v'chomer, that you need a pasuk to teach me about anything that you want to give an onesh for. V'idach, and what's Rabbi Yitzchak? How's he going to know that achoso shibas aviv v'ubas imo that you're going to be chayiv for? So if I say magamar onesh me ashara, either you say Rabbi Yitzchak will learn onesh from ashara from mematzina, that just like by ashara, the Torah does not distinguish between a half sister and a full sister. So too, by the onesh, the Torah doesn't distinguish between a half sister or a full sister. Or it could be that he derives this from the achoso that it says in the resha, because the word achoso that it says in the beginning of the pasuk is extra. Instead of saying v'ish asher yikach es achoso bas aviv o bas imo, it could have just said Kiikach is basaviv basimo. Why does he have to mention achoso basaviv basimo? So that's where he's going to learn it from. The idach, and what about the rabbanon? What are they going to learn from the extra achoso in the beginning of the pasuk? That pasuk is needed to teach us that someone who tries to make the recipe of the shemen amishcha and isach with the shemen amishcha, or isach with the shemen amishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu in the same helam, that he's chayiv two separate chataos, even though achoso is said by arayos and has nothing to do with making the shemen amishcha, but we learn imeinu inyan. There's a type of limud called the Me'ino Inyan, that if I can't apply the extra word for the parsha that it's said in, so I learn it to teach us elsewhere. So we learn from Me'ino Inyan that if it's not going to teach me Chiluk Chatos by Arayos, because I already know Chiluk Chatos by Arayos, so we'll use it from Mefate Musach to tell me that they're separate lavin. The Idach and Rabbi Yitzchak, how does he know Mefate Musach are Chayev separate Karbanos? Savak Rabbi Lazar Amar Boshia, Dam Rabbi Lazar Amar Boshaya, Kalmakam Shatamote, Shnei Lavin, Vakaris Echad, Chaluk and Hain LeKarban, that Mefatim and Sach are two separate lavin, even though there's only one kare said by both of them. You don't need a limud, it's always chayiv separate karbanos, even though it only mentions one kare, because it mentions two separate lavin. Viva Yisema, or Rabbi Yitzchak could say, Lo Sever LeKarb Lazar, V'nafgalei mi ve'isha sher yishkav es isha dava, that he learns chiluk chataos from Mefatim and Sach, from that pasuk, that the pasuk says, Isha sher yishkav es isha dava, v'nichrusu, that a woman who's Tamei Nida, it says kares, an extra kares in that pasuk, because the Nida we already mentioned in Parsha Sachremos. So it's coming to be mechalik, that since there's no need to be mechalik by Arayos, because we already know chiluk Arayos from Ve'elisha, so we use that imeinu inyan, the extra words in the Parsha of Arayos by Nida, to tell me chilek that there's a to be mechalik chatos, that there are multiple karbanos. V'idach, what did the rabbanon learn from the extra karis that it says by nida? And they used to teach what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, minayin sheini isha tameya ad sheyetze madve derech ervasa. How do I know that a woman's only tamei nida when dam comes out derech harechem through the erva, not if it comes out, let's say, if they cut open her stomach and they cut open the uterus or something, and the blood comes out that way? How do I know that she does not make her a nida? Shenamar v'isha sheyishka v'sisha dava v'gila es ervasa melamit sheini isha tameya ad sheyetze madve derech. So we see she only becomes tamei when it comes out derech harvasa. If it comes out any other way, she's not going to be tamei. Okay, now we move on to the next topic in the Mishnah. V'tamei shachlas hakodesh. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a tamei person eats kodesh or someone who came into the Beis Hamikdash tamei, he's chayv malchus. So bishlama bala mikdash tamei. I understand very well someone who comes to the mikdash tamei ksivonish ksivasara. The Torah tells me in onesh and the Torah tells me in asara. So onesh to ksiv es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrisa. It says explicitly in the Pasuk Yichayv Kares. Ashara, the Ashara is that it says by a Tzarua, Azav, Vitamimais, Velo Yitamu es Machanehem, that they have to be sent outside of the Machna, not to be Metame, their Machna. Elatami Shachla Sakodesh, but Tamei that eats, so that can serve as the Ashara for Bala Mikdash Tamei. But Tamei Shachla Sakodesh, do we have both an Onesh and an Ashara? A Tamei person who eats Kodesh? Bishlama Onesh Ksiv, Anefesh Shetachal Basim Yizavach Shlana Shala Hashem, Vitumaso alav v'nichrisa, explicit. You have a carbon. Ela ashara. You have an onesh. You have kares. Ela ashara minayin. Where do we find a lav about a tamei sha'achal kodesh? And if there is no lav, then you cannot be mechayev malchus. And yet, this is one of the items listed in our Mishnah for which you are chayev malchus. You need both an ashara and an onesh, and we don't have the ashara. So Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says we learn it from what it says by a woman who's tamei tumas leida. It says b'kol kodesh. Lotiga, that a woman who's tamei tumas leida should not touch kol kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Tani Bardula Asya Tumaso Tumaso. We learn a gzer shava Tumaso Tumaso. Ksiv hacha, it says by someone who eats kodshim while he's tamei. V'tumaso ala v'nichrisa, that is chayiv kares uksiv hasam. And it says by someone who comes into the Beis Hamikdash while he's tamei yia o tumaso vo. So mala ala, and just like someone who comes into the Beis Hamikdash when he's tamei, onesh ve'asara, there's both an onesh and an asara, afkan onesh ve'asara. So a gzer shava is enough to teach me an asara. So here also, by someone who eats kodesh while he's tamei, we assume that there's no nesh and an asara, and therefore he's going to be chayv malchus. So says the Gemara, Bish lama Reish Lakish lama Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why Reish Lakish doesn't want to learn like Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't want to learn from the Gezerah Shava, because very simply, Gezerah Shava lo gamir. Your person's not allowed to make up his own Gezerah Shava, and if Reish Lakish didn't have a tradition for such a Gezerah Shava, so there's no way that Reish Lakish would be allowed to learn from Gzer Shava. El Rabbi Yochanan my time alone with Reish Lakish, but why didn't Rabbi Yochanan want to say like Reish Lakish? So Malach, Rabbi Yochanan responded, Hahu, the Pasuk of Kol Kodesh Lo Siga Asharu L'Truma. We already needed to teach us an Asharu for Truma. Before we go back into the conversation, the back and forth with Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, an important kasha that's asked by the Rishonim, that Reish Lakish didn't have the Gzer Shava. Why? Because he didn't learn it from his Rebbeim, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who did learn it from his Rebbeim. And who is Reish Lakish's Rebbe? So we know Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan had a highly unusual relationship, but one of the, they were chavrusas, they were brothers-in-law, but Rabbi Yochanan was also Reish Lakish's Rebbe. So in general, in every Av, you know, this one didn't have such a Kabbalah of the Gzer Shava, and that one did. Well, why can't he just receive it from him? Okay, he didn't get it from his Rebbe. He was a contemporary, wasn't it? You have to get it from a Rebbe. You have to get a Mesorah from a Rebbe. But over here, it was his Rebbe. So Tosas writes in Masechet Shabbos that it was Mekubal B'Yadam, a certain number of Gzer Shavas that you have in Kol HaTorah. So if he was to be Mekabal this Gzer Shava, it would mess up his Cheshbon. It's similar to like the Monei HaMitzvos. You know, they have 613 mitzvos. Anytime the Ramban wants to argue on the Rambam, you know, don't count this mitzvah, so then what are you going to count? You have to fill it in with something else, because you have to be mashal in the 613. Turns out the Ramban's not so loyal to the 613 number. The Ramban ends up with a different number, but other Rishonim, when they argue, if the Rambam argues on the Bahag, no, that should be, the you know, Megillah shouldn't be a mitzvah, the Rambam says on the Bahag, so the Rambam's got to fill something else in. So here also, when it comes to Gzeirah Shavah, the Ad says to us that a certain number in mind, Reish Lakish already filled his quota with his other Rebbeim. He already had a quota of Gzeirah Shavah. So if he's going to accept this, or he's going to have to chuck something else. And that's why he didn't want to accept it from Rabbi Yochanan. So anyway, Reish Lakish, who learns from this pasuk the Asara of Tamei Shachal Kodesh, Asara the Truma Minaleh, how is he going to know an Asara for someone who eats Truma while they're Tamei? So Nafklei Min Ish Mizara Aaron Vutzarua Ozav. Ezu Davashu Shavah Bizarra Shal Aaron. What's something that applies equally, that relates to Achila, for all of Aaron's children, both male and female? Haviyomer, Zu Truma. That's Truma. Women are also allowed to eat Truma and are not allowed to eat it while they're Tamei. The Idach and Rabbi Yochanan learns the Yisra of Achilles Truma Betuma from the Pasuk of Bakal Kodesh Lo Siga. What does he learn from the Pasuk of Ish Ish Mizera Aaron? Hula Achila Vahalanagia. Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk of Ish Ish teaches us the Yisra of Achilles Truma. The Pasuk of Bakal Kodesh Lo Siga teaches us the Yisra of Nagia Betruma, of touching Truma when you're Tamei. Vresh Lakish, Hai Bakal Kodesh Lo Siga Lahachiudasa. Says Gemara, wait, does Reish Lakish use the Pasuk of Bakal Kodesh Lo Siga to teach us this din of Achilas Kodesh while you're Tamei? Homi Baile L'Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh. Doesn't Reish Lakish use this pasuk to teach me that a Tamei person cannot touch Kodesh? The Itmar Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh Reish Lakish Amar Loka. Reish Lakish Odzi Get Malkus Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Loka. Rabbi Yochanan Odzi Don't Get Malkus. Reish Lakish Amar Loka B'Kol Kodesh Lo Siga. Reish Lakish says Get Malkus. How do I know it? B'Kol Kodesh Lo Siga. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Loka, because Ahu Asara L'Truma Udasa. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus because that's coming to tell us not to touch Truma and not about not to touch Kodshim. So it's a Kasha Reish Lakish. How can you say that you learn from this pasuk an Asara for Achila? He already learns from this pasuk an Asara for Negia. So it says Mar Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh Mida Afke Rachmana B'Lashon Negia. Asara Mi Iskush Kodesh Iskush Kodesh L'Mikdash. You can learn two Limudim from the same pasuk. The fact that a Tamei that touches Kodesh, that he learns from the fact that the Torah uses the term Negia when it's talking about an Isra Achila. The Ashara is derived from the Hekish between Kodesh and Mikdash. It says B'Kol Kodesh Lo Siga Vela Mikdash Lo Tavo. So we learn that just like someone who comes into the base of Mikdash while he's Tamei, there is a Chiyuv Kares, so too by an Ashara's Kodesh is something that has a Chiyuv Kares, which must mean Achila, because there is no Chiyuv Kares on Negia, there's only a Chiyuv Kares on Achila. So ask more further, V'Akati La'ach Yudasa, Homi Ba'ile, L'Tamei Shachol Basar Kodesh L'Fnei Zrikas Damim. But doesn't he still need the Pasuk to teach me about a Tamei who eats Basar Kodesh before Zrika? Did my Tamei Shachol Basar Kodesh L'Fnei Zrikas Damim, Reish Lakish Amar Loka, Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Loka, Reish Lakish Amar Loka, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, this Pasuk, Lo Shal L'Fnei Zrika, Lo Shal L'Yachar Zrika, Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Loka, and Rav Yochanan, you don't get Malkus, because Rav Yochanan Tamei, Damar Krat, Tumaso, Tumaso, and V'chi Ksiv Tumaso, L'Achar Zrika D'Ksiv. That's only for Achar Zrika. So who B'chol Kodesh Nafka? That Asara of Basar Kodesh before Zrika, he learns from the word Bakol in the Pasuk, and therefore he's able to learn all three dinim from the Pasuk of Bakol Kodesh Lo Siga. We're out of time, but we're writing a little something about Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanya Kavasim.